Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
I want you sheep to turn your Bibles to the Old Testament, Ecclesiastes. I read this to you last Friday, I think it was. But Ecclesiastes is spelled Ecclesiastes, chapter 12. I want you to remember this because I remember it as a young woman. And I think it has brought me thus far. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when you will say, I have no pleasure in them. And let me read that verse again. This is what kept me. I remember that as a youth from way back when, many years ago. And I hope you sheep will remember this, as well as your children and grandchildren and your children. Remember now the Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw near, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Then I want you to turn to Ecclesiastes 13 and 14. I want you to hear this. This is Ecclesiastes 13, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be bad. My Heavenly Father, please help your children to understand the words that have been read and allow them to go back over the whole lesson. I have read Ecclesiastes, that's spelled Ecclesiastes, chapter 12. I want you all to understand and read it for yourselves. Now, let's have a quick word of prayer before we get back into Leviticus chapter 13, where I left off this last Friday. It was so much I could not read it all. Because I was a slow reader. Our Father in heaven, I want to thank you despite all the unwarranted attacks that have come up on me this week and the harsh feelings that I have felt towards those who were attacking me. I want to thank you for blessing us sheep with nice weather, although it looks as if it's going to snow. I thank you anyway for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, as well as chemical disasters. I also thank you for blessing us to have our right mind and allowing us to praise you for giving us good health, to have the same mind. Thank you for your protection from the evil one who always seems to be coming up against us when we have not done anything against your will. What is it with him? Is he crazy? That is the devil crazy? He just keeps attacking us for no reason. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thousand times. Thank you for protecting us and keeping the devil away, as well as the saints, from, even though they're messing with us, they can't break us. And Father, keep us. Don't let them break us. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known is Jesus. Amen. Amen. And I pray that you will also give us prosperity. It seems that if I had the money to do the things that I want to do, then I would get rid of some of these people who are trying to mess with me. Nonetheless, I want you sheep to know this is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I want you all to remember the only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and to rest. Read Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Read it for yourself so you'll see that I'm not lying or telling you a misnomer, as the devil has fooled the whole world. I think it's in Revelations 12 and 9 where it says that he has fooled the whole world. And I read from the King James version of the Bible. I also tell you that Sabbath starts on Friday and ends on Saturday evening. It starts on a Friday evening and it ends on a Saturday evening. I also want you to have your three P's. They are your pen, paper, and pencil to jot down any references of scripture that I may state to you. And I am going to state with their saying, Happy Hanukkah, but I am not buying that as one of God's annual feast days. In Leviticus chapter 23, I probably might find it somewhere in the Bible, but I have not passed that or read that in the last 7 or 8 months since I started reading from Genesis up until I am in Leviticus right now, Leviticus 13. I've not found a happy Hanukkah. That lets you know, if it's not in the Bible, that those people who are celebrating that day, they are wrong in doing it. Nonetheless, I will be looking in the Bible. I'm searching for Hanukkah. I know I read somewhere in the Bible where you had this candle light going for 7 days, and it went longer than 7 days, and that's probably why they are having it. Now, remember, God's feast days are the Sabbath day, the Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Day of Pentecost, the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles, and the last great day. I have yet to read about what they're celebrating today. And it might be that it's in the Bible somewhere, but I cannot find it so far to bring into my remembrance. And I have been looking for it. Nonetheless, I want you to turn your Bibles to Leviticus chapter 13, verse 41. That's where I left off. And again, I want to tell you who those 12 tribes of Israel are. They are Judah, the American Black, Benjamin, the West Indian Blacks, Levi, the Haitian, as well as Ephraim, the Puerto Ricans, Manasseh, the Cubans, Simeon, the Dominican Republic, Dominicans, Zebulun, Guatemala to Panama, they are the Mayans, Gad. They are the Native American Indians, Reuben, Seminole Indians, Asher, Columbia, Uruguay, Aztecs, Issachar, the Mexican, and they are the Aztecs. Asher, I should have said Incas, my mistake. Neftali, they are the Argentinians as well as the Chileans. Now, let me read as much as I can for this session. And wherever I stop off, hopefully I will mark it and come back with it on this coming Friday at 5 o'clock. Remember, I have two times to come on. I come on Tuesdays at 11 o'clock as well as on Fridays at 5 p.m. 11 o'clock a.m., that is, on Tuesday. Let's start reading Leviticus chapter 13, verse 41. And he that has hair falling off from the part of his head towards his face, he is forehead bald, yet he is clean. And if there be in the bald head or bald head a white reddish sore, it is a leprosy sprung up in the bald head, in his bald head or his bald forehead. Then the priest shall look upon it. Well, of course, you know, when the priest looks upon it, it means the priest will see it, view it, or observe it. It is a leprous sprung up in the head, in his bald head, or his bald forehead. Then priest shall look upon, and behold, if the rising of the sore be white, reddish in his bald head or in his bald forehead, as the leprosy appears in the skin or of the flesh, he is a leprous man. He is unclean. The priest shall pronounce him utterly unclean. His plague is in his hair, and the leprosy in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent. Rent means torn, and his head bare, and he shall be put a covering but his upper lip and cry, unclean, unclean. And the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled. Now, you know that defiled means he is violated or corrupt or discolored or abused. In the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled. He is unclean. He shall dwell alone without the camp shall his habitation be. The garments also that the plague of leprosy is in, whether it be of woolen garment or linen garment, whether it the wrap of wool or linen or of woolen, whether in the skin or anything made of skin. And if the plague be greenish and reddish in the garment or in the skin, either in the wrap or in the wool or in anything of the skin, it is a plague of leprosy, and shall be shown unto the priest. And the priest shall look upon the plague, and shall shut it, and shall shut up it that has the plague 7 days, and he shall look on the plague on the seventh day. If the plague is spread in the garments, either in his wrap, or in the wool, or in his skin, or any works that is made in the skin, the plague is plastered or pertinent, fitting. The plague is a fitting. That means pertaineth, leprosy, unclean. He shall therefore burn that garment, whether wrapped or wool, or in woolen, or in linen, or anything of the skin wherein the plague is, for it is a fretting. Again, fretting means persistent leprosy. It shall be burnt in the flesh, in the fire. And if the priest shall look upon, behold, the plague be not spread in the garment, whether in the wrap, or in the wool, or in anything of the skin, then the priest shall command that they wash the thing thereon to be in the plague is, and he shall shut it up 7 days more, and the priest shall look on it, on the plague, after that it is washed, and behold, if the plague have not changed its color, and the plague be not spread, it is unclean. Thou shalt burn it in the fire. It is fret inward, whether it be there within or without. And the priest shall look, and behold, the plague be somewhat dark after the washing of it. Then he shall rend means to tear it out of the garment of the skin, or out of the wrap, or out of the wool, and it shall appear still in the garment, whether in the wrap or in the wool or anything of the skin. It is a spreading plague. Thou shalt burn that wherein the plague is with fire, and the garment, either wrap or wool, whatsoever thing of the skin it be, which thou shalt wash. If the plague be departed from them, then it shall be washed the second time, and shall be cleansed, shall be clean. This is the law of the plague of leprosy in the garment of woolen or linen, either in the wrap or wool or anything of skin, to be pronounced clean or to pronounce it unclean. I have just finished reading to you chapter 13. I pray that our Father will give you understanding of what has been read. And if you don't understand, see, what I have just read in your hearing, then I want you to go back over Leviticus, spell Leviticus, chapter 13. And there are 59 verses in it. I want you to understand and read it for yourselves. maybe you will get a better understanding than what I have read to you. Now, let's move on to Leviticus chapter 14. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, this shall be the law of the leper in the days of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall go forth out of the camp, and the priest shall look. That means to view, see, or observe. And behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper, then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be clean two birds alive and clean, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. Of course, scarlet is red, and hyssop, I don't know what herb that is. I should have looked that up, but I did not. I want you sheep to look it up, so you will know what it is for yourselves. And I will write down, let me write down the word hyssop so I can look it up later. But let me underline it so I can look it up later. Verse 5, and the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. And for the living bird, he shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and shall dip them, the living bird, in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. And he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy 7 times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open field. And he that is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes and shave off all his hair and wash himself in water, that he may be cleansed. And after that, he shall come into the camp and shall tarry abroad. That is, tarry means to wait everywhere abroad, out of his tent 7 days. But it shall be on the 7th day that he shall shave all his hair off his head and his beard and his eyebrows, even all the hair he shall shave off. He shall wash his clothes. Also, he shall wash his flesh in water, and he shall be cleansed. Verse 10. And on the 8th day, he shall take two he lambs without blemish, and one ewe, that's spelled E-W-E, ewe lamb. And a ewe lamb is a female sheep of the first year without blemish, and the 3/10 deals of fine flour for a meat offering, mingled with oil, and 1 log of oil. And the priest that maketh him clean shall present the man that is to be made clean in those things before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall take one he lamb and offer him for a trespassing, for a trespass offering, and the log of oil in the way them for a wave offering before the Lord. And he shall slay the lamb in the place where he shall kill the sin offering and the burnt offering in the holy place, as for as he for as the sin offering is the priest, so is the trespass offering. It is most holy. And the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest shall put it on the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And the priest shall take some of the log of oil and pour it onto the palm of his own left hand. And the priest shall dip his right finger in the oil that is in his left hand, and shall sprinkle the oil finger seven times before the Lord. Excuse me, see. And the rest of the oil that is in his hand, the priest shall put upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of the right hand, and upon the great toe of the right foot, upon the blood of the trespass offering, and the raiment of the remnant of the oil that is in the priest's hand, he shall pour upon the head of him that is to be cleansed, and the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord. And the priest shall offer the sin offering and make an atonement. No, excuse me. Let me read verse 19 again. And the priest shall offer the sin offering and make an atonement for him that is to be cleansed from his uncleanliness. And afterwards he shall kill the burnt offering. And the priest shall offer the burnt offering and the meat offering upon the altar. And the priest shall make an atonement for him, and he shall be clean. And if he be poor and cannot get so much, then he shall take one lamb for a trespass offering to be waived, to make an atonement for him, and one tenth deal of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, and a log of, verse 22, and two turtle doves or two pigeons, such as he is able to get, and the one shall be a sin offering, and the other a burnt offering. And let me see. Let me hopefully want to see where I am on the computer. Verse 23. And he shall bring them on the eighth day for his cleansing unto the priest, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. And the priest shall take the lamb of the trespass offering in the log of oil, and the priest shall wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And he shall kill the lamb of the trespass offering, and the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering and put it upon the tip of his right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the ear of his right hand. Let me read verse 25 again for your hearing. And he shall kill the lamb of the trespass offering, and the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering and put it upon the tip of his right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. Priest shall pour of the oil into the palm of his own left hand, and the priest shall sprinkle with his right finger some of the oil that is in his left hand seven times before the Lord. And the priest shall put on the oil that is in his hand upon the tip of his right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of the right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, upon the place of the blood of the trespass offering, and the rest of the offering that the Lord. Verse 29, let me repeat. And the rest of the oil that is in the priest's hand, he shall put upon the head of him that is to be cleansed, to make an atonement for him before the Lord. And he shall offer the one of the turtle dove or of the young pigeons, such as he can get, even such as he is able to get, one of the sin offerings and the other for the burnt offering with a meat offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him that he is cleansed before the Lord. This is the law of him in whom is the plague of leprosy, whose hand is not able to get that which pertaineth to his cleansing. And the Lord unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, let me read verse 34 again. When ye come be into the land of Canaan, which I give to you for a possession, and I'll put the plague of leprosy in a house of the land of your possession. And he that house shall come and tell the priest, saying, it seems to me to be there is as it was a plague in the house. And I have 3 minutes left. I'll read one more chapter, maybe two. Then the priest shall demand that they empty the house before the priest go in to see the plague, that all
that is in the house be not made unclean, after which the priest shall go in to see, thus to view and observe the house. Verse 37, and he shall look on the plague, thus to see and observe, and behold, if the plague be within the walls of the house, which hollowed, which is empty, with streaks, greenish or reddish, which in the sight are lower than the wall, then the priest, let me go back up to verse 37, and then I'm going to stop at verse 37 and pick it up this Friday when I come on at 5 o'clock. And he shall look, that is to see and view, observe on the plague. And behold, if the plague be in the walls of the house with hollow stripes, greenish or reddish, which in the sight are lower than the walls. I'm going to stop at verse 37. Chapter 14 of Leviticus 37. I want you to read it all for your understanding, as well as I want you to read all of chapter 14 and all of chapter 15. And I will pick up Friday here at verse Leviticus, L-E-V-I-T-S 14, verse 37. Let's have a quick word of closing prayer. Father, thank you for protecting us as always, providing us what we need. Thank you for watching over us and keeping the devil away from us sheep. I want you sheep to know that our Father in heaven has always the Hebrews, and some of us are really left alive. We were brought to America, and we were black folk. We were made slaves. Remember to read Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68. We were made bondsmen and women. So, ask that you bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hopefully, I can't get my son to come on. I'm trying to get it to come on. Someone has messed with my son. I knew it was different. They are always messing with me. I expect to see you all or read to you all Friday, as James chapter 4 and verse 15 said, if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time. I have tried to get my son to play. I don't know why they won't play my son. I will be with you all next week. Yeah, my sound box up the way that it should. What is going on? So I can stop those who are listening to me.